Good morning. We're continuing with Hilchos Shabbos, Zumani Chlal Ches, and we're learning Siman Yud Zayin. It says that this halacha that you extend the achila is only if a person was kaveh himself to have a meal of bread. But davka shahiyoshev lech ba'ochel, the person was sitting and eating. Avlim lo'ochel rak shakabu atzman lishtia. They weren't eating, they were drinking, and they wanted to extend their drinking session. Once the Zman of Savach HaShecha comes, once the Benesh Moshe comes, they have to stop drinking. But B'davka Sharmashkim, Avomayim Mutzer Alishtos, Ayin Le'el Simentes. But water is different. Now, let's clarify two things. We said that water, a person is allowed to drink water before making Havdalah. However, a person cannot drink water Benesh Moshe for a different reason, because of this Kabbalistic concept of not drinking water benesh moshes. We said there are some which have the opinion water which already has been drawn from the river, it's already not in the river anymore, not in the well, it's already in a container, the issue doesn't apply. So a person has water on the table. So according to those opinions of that, it's mutter. They want to continue drinking, they haven't had a meal. They're not drinking as part of a meal. Do they have an issue to drink? So he says water is not a problem, because the reason why one cannot drink or eat from Benesh Moshes and onwards is because of the Chi of Havdalah. Since Havdalah does not preclude one from drinking water, so one is allowed to drink water during that time period. And that's the opinion of the Chayyotim. That's something to rely upon. To understand the next siman, we have to give a Hakdoma, a little bit about the concept of Benesh Moshes. The Gemara discusses Benesh Moshes, and the words indicate the Benesh Moshes last for about 14 minutes. So according to the Goyim, that means the sun sets. 14 minutes later is Tzeis HaKachavim. The Reino Tam grapples with the fact there's a Gemara which is Mashma, that Tzeis HaKachavim is not 14 minutes after Shkia, but it's 72 minutes after Shkia. So he suggests a different approach, that when the sun sets, Benesh Moshes does not start. Even though the sun has set already, it's still considered daytime. Benesh Moshes only starts 14 minutes before 72 minutes. In other words, 58 minutes after the sun sets is when Benesh Moshes starts. According to both of those calculations, the time is a very specific set time. The Gra and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, however, point out that really what Chazal are trying to tell us is a certain amount of darkness. And that changes according to the time of year. The sun takes longer to actually remove its light from the sky, depending on the time of the year and the angle of the earth vis-a-vis the sun. It also depends on the person's latitude. The closer one gets to the equator, the quicker the onset of darkness is after sunset. The further north one, or further south one gets away from the equator, the longer it takes for the light to stop diffusing in the skies. Even after the sun sets, it takes a longer time for it to get darker. Based on that approach, we assume that even though 14 minutes have passed, it's still not nighttime. We need a longer period of time than the 14 minutes. But imagine you lived in a world where Seis HaKachom was 14 minutes after Benesh Moshe started. So it's possible that a person can start a meal right before Shkia, and he's within a half an hour of Seis HaKachavim. So that's a problem, because a person is not allowed to start a meal within a half an hour of the Chiyah Mitzvah. And the Chiyah Mitzvah of Kriya Shema starts by Seis HaKachavim. A person is not allowed to start a meal within 1.5 hour of Seis HaKachavim, of the Zman Kriya Shema. For people where we're living, where we calculate the period of Benesh Moshes as being 45 minutes, so it will never come out that a person is going to start before Shkia and be within a half an hour of Seis HaKachavim. But the Chayyim is going to discuss a situation where a person is starting a meal before Shkia, but within 1.5 hour of Seis HaKachavim. What are the halachic ramifications of that? So that's the point he's going to discuss with Hashem and Siman Yud Ches. And meanwhile, have a good day.